Spirit of the Lord, let's see, Shabbos Havdalah.
So he says, after it's dark, after it's dashed mushrooms, on Matzah Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat or drink until you do Havdalah. This is the Bench Chai in Parshat Vayetze, the second year. No eating, no drinking until you've done Havdalah. If you're in the middle of your meal, you can continue your meal. You have to stop the meal. You can finish as long as you want, you can go. If you daven Maariv, even if it's still day, he says, you can't eat anymore until you wake up dull. You should daven. It became weekday for you, so you can't eat.
What does that mean? You're taking Maariv early?
Yeah, or not early. For us, it's less likely early. They used to do the machlokas whether you can do Maariv early. You have to do a minyan later, so maybe you can do Maariv early on Shabbos evening or during the week. But for us, let's say you have a minyan. And like, before we bench, let's just have Maariv. Someone needs to go. He wants to have Maariv, right? So if they have Maariv, they can't go back to meal. That's your Havdalah. It's a weekday. That's what the Ben Shai briefed in the Rav Ram, or other posts. Any other things? You're down.
Does that apply for women as well as men?
Continuing the meal, you mean?
Yes, and not, you can't. If you're down tomorrow, you can't even go back to the
hotel. Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Sure. She doesn't have to go to Maariv according to the most, but if she does.
Are they allowed to clean up?
Okay, cleaning up.
You just leave it until after Maariv?
Okay. If it bothers her, she can clean it up. The minute it's nighttime, she can say, Baruch Hamad, and she can clean up. Eating, you need a dollar. But Malacha, especially little things or big things, especially even a tiny thing, when you said Baruch Hamad, the Mikvah, the whole, the custom for sure is you can do any Malacha she wants, as long as it's after Shabbos. If it's on Shabbos, if it bothers her, then she's allowed to clean. If it bothers her, then she's allowed to clean. If it's not, it's incongruous to her Shabbos, enjoying Shabbos, she's allowed to clean. We'll see in the Gaurin, Lachsa Muksa, we'll see in Gaur Shabbat. It's the same thing in terms of preparing all that. It's for Shabbos. It's for my feeling of I want to feel good on Shabbos. I just can't do it. So then it's
not. You can make the Havdalah is until Tuesday.
B'di'evit. We'll see. B'di'evit. But not Ish and not Pesachim. But if you talk about Havdalah and break the Dafin.
Let's say you make Havdalah 2 days at least in Israel. So it means you can continue.
Huh? You have a problem. you're not really supposed to eat if you have the ability to make Havdalah. If you don't have wine, you're supposed to wait until Chatzos Laila. Some people say you wait anyway, others say if you know you're not going to have wine, don't bother. If you don't have, you don't have what you're supposed to do. You don't have to fast if you can't make Havdalah. If you can make Havdalah, make Havdalah. That's the make Havdalah. Don't just sit around and say, oh, you're right. It's make Havdalah.
But during the 9 days, you don't drink the wine?
Machlokes. Some say you do, some say you give it to a child. The greatest poskim of Shlomo Zalman, maybe Rabbi Yashin to a metro, Shlomo Zalman for sure, he just drank it. He sits in its throat, it's some kid I can drink myself. And that's the custom I think most places. If you want, you can use grape juice, that's probably a little easier. But, although it's also the same problem, but it's a little better. But, I drink the wine. So the answer is definitely same thing applies to her, but she says, Baruch Hamad, eating is a problem. Eating is a problem. If you started late, so you shouldn't really be eating until Havdalah. The custom is you wash late and you continue, you don't stop. That's the custom. Maybe it's not so great to do that, but that's what we do. He said, listen, don't make up. I'm sorry.
If you started late, you can still wash and have bread and take stuff out and put stuff back in for Shal Shiras, right?
Yeah, definitely. The need for Shal Shiras is like for Shabbos. Yeah, definitely. He said, if you're in the middle of a meal, don't make up in the middle of your meal. Besides the fact that you lose your ritzei, you can't sit at the same bench, but not only that, some people say, if you're drinking wine, you make a bracha, you do make a bracha, and then when you go back to your meal, you do make a bracha, you don't make a bracha, it's like, oh, you're in trouble. So just don't make bench, make a dollar, and then you can go back to eating if you need to. Fine. Okay, why can't we eat a drink before a dollar? Kochanis is a beautiful thing. He says a few things, but this is a very powerful idea. He says, you know, Abdullah, you're separating the bad from the weak. That's what Abdullah is. He says, that's why wine represents passion. Passion. He says, you separate the Yitzhar from even that. That's what we're imbuing the Kedusha so we reach even that. That's why we're not supposed to eat before them. We want to be in a place where we remove the rock. And eating is one of the easiest ways to slip into bad actions and bad attitudes and whatever. So, therefore, we eat only after a dog. Between the lines, that's what the sushi said. If your meal continued till after the meal, and you wanted to make rifsa mazon, what do I do with the cup of rifsa mazon? Can I drink it or can I drink it? He said, if you always use a cup of rifsa mazon, you can drink it. If you don't, and it's really after shkia, don't drink the cup. And that, of course, means at least a third meal you're always using your coat. So if not, it's a problem.
What if you're benching with wine for Shal Shiras?
That's exactly what he's talking about. He says, unless you always bench with wine, you do not have the ability to drink it, you leave it for a dollar. That's the very smart experience.
You're doing a brave pregothin on it, right?
Huh?
You're saying brave pregothin.
Not this time, not if you can't drink it. You hold the wine, put it down, and then cover it until it's all.
Oh, then you use brave pregothin.
You use that same cup of dough. You make one bracha only. Only one agafin. No agafin after benching if you can't drink the wine. If you're just drinking, even wine, you have to stop when it's shkia. Some people make a third meal and then they go walk around to their friend's house and they want to drink, but they're not going to eat there. So the minute it's shkia, you can't drink anymore. He said, but the only prohibition, you're only allowed, you only have a problem drinking, you only have a problem drinking wine and the like. Water is okay. Yeah. So Rabbi Yosef says, you're allowed to drink after all. He says, those who say you're not allowed to drink, maybe it's just from a well or something like that. It's very, very interesting. Why shouldn't I drink? Why shouldn't I drink even water? The time, the Shavanov says, I'm not to drink water. What's the problem? Very deep ideas. One of this, he says that the Neshamas, it's not Shmuel, it seems like that's correct, the Neshamas go back to Gehenna after Shabbos. Drinking is good for them. Or not drinking after they go back. Kabbalistically, drinking is good for them. Chaim explains, Dovah Melech says the Torah is in my innards, toch me'ai. This is very, very interesting. He says that, first of all, in terms of continue your meal, I said a minute ago, I continue my meal into the night. My bench, I can use a cup, maybe I can drink it, maybe I can't drink it. So, he said, Kerosha b'soich me'ai. The Torah is in my innards. So this is the aspect of eating these meals, very, very high thing. The third meal saved from the Machama of Gogum Bagul. Very powerful. This is the first meal. You have Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David. It says, Avraham Avinu saved from the din of Gehenna. Yitzchak says from Chevel Mashiach, birth pain Mashiach, and Yaakov says from Gog Magog. Now, he said, this meal enables me to bring in the light of the Torah, and talk to Hashem. He said, when you stop, you use the wine, you bench, you conclude it the way you should. Some say you can drink the wine, you can't drink the wine, depending. So you have to be aware. The wine again is a very big, shows the awe of a meal, like the Zohar says. It brings it. It's a clue to bring a blessing. It's a blessing to bring a blessing. That's what the wine is for. So when you, the Ari actually says, he said, when you have wine and you're benching a mezumen, it's like, he said, you have, he said, naturally, it shows again how much we have to work. You naturally should like have tremendous kavanah. Why do we have kavanah? You're connected, you're bringing down. It's like, you see this, you say, wow, I guess there are people that really benched in a different level totally. That's what the Zohar said. The person's on the, I think the Zohar, the Reed of Shore brings this idea that you're able to bench. It just comes right out with connections. Easy. Throw away all the barriers. So now's our chance. We bring the wine to be able to throw away all the bad things, all the negative, all the shtitzim, all the.
So for Shal Shudas, you can have wine for benching.
You can have wine, but some say you can't drink it though. Some say that's enough. Bring down. If you're not used to it, it was like this. Again, if I don't always have wine and benching, I can't drink now. I'm not supposed to drink now. It's just, it gets in the way of the Shamas, whatever we're supposed to do. We'll see in a minute why. Another second. But I can't drink now. But this drinking, of course, it brings down the blessing, I can drink. But that's only if I'm always doing it. If I never do it, so then I wait till I'm done. Anyway, don't. Anyway, not bring in the aura that way all the time. If you're not careful with it, you're not careful with it. You manage it with that. It's not a shiur that I take. You're not supposed to drink.
That's just one product.
This is an aspect of the wine after benching before Abdullah, and you stop the meal. The meal was a very high meal. Of course, you should bench with the coast if you can. But to drink it is a question whether or not I need it. If I don't always drink the wine, now I also don't drink the wine. It's a question about drinking the wine. That's not a good idea, as we'll see in a second. So then,
what are you saying?
Where two different magazines are making a, I guess, I didn't hear the end. They're making a, some kind of thing in the Ulam Benos Rochel tonight. Facebook. From 7. Possibly it's good. Right, so to Roskam, so Chemei, especially this meal is like a very high, this is you're eating, you're getting great things, and when it's time to stop, you use wine, but if you don't use wine, there's nothing to talk about. But even if you do, you happen to feel like it now, you can't drink it unless you always drink it and bring in the light that way. That's one thing, that's that one first. So now, in terms of tasting the wine, tasting, drinking, he said the only thing you should drink is water if you want the Gemara. He said, when I drink something, this is a very interesting. We're in a very touchy place now. We're trying to bring Shabbos to Felipe. Shabbos is done. I want to bring it in. I had this beautiful meal. Everything, like again, the Baal Shem Tov says, "Makom of Dov Lamodu B'Tochon." The person that B'Tochon is thankful to Hashem, like he should be. That's who she is. And now I have this chance to bring it in like I should. And here I am. I'm done. So now to go drinking now anything is not so good. Again, the search for Shabbos on a simple level. I don't know. He brings the Medrash Tavla because he talks about deeper stuff. But on a very simple level, when I'm drinking. Right, I'm not. It's hard for me to focus on bringing Shabbos into my week. It's hard. It's not so easy. I'm involved in my drink, whatever it may be. Water is okay. Water is definitely tested, and water, a little bit of water, not so bad. That's how you want to say. You drink, it's not. You're supposed to be focusing on what you're doing, what you're trying to do. He said. That's the Gemara from this. What are they saying now? Because again, my Shabbos observance is affecting relative to one to the next world. I don't even know if it means who it means. It could be only relative to the person mourns for, or the other relatives as well. It's not so clear. That's why, it's clear from here, at least from the Bench High, if you're looking at it, the way he's bringing it, is that Zohar Noah that I mentioned earlier, that Yeshua Rabba, and Prince Yeshua Rabba, the people in Gehenna get to leave. That means relatives. And since it's not only in the first year of mourning, especially, but not only, you see that it gives them essence of Shabbos, gives them something extra. The more focused I'm on Shabbos, the more I'm picking their souls up. So I should not be drinking that, I should not be now, especially it's a time when they're going back down. The Zohar says if you said a novel thing on Shabbos. Something new, you came with a kid. She said that person's parents in the next world are very happy with that. Wow, coming with novel things. So Nelson says, what about a guy who just doesn't come up with novel Torah explanations? That's not his level right now. He can't make his parents happy. He said, no, he needs to learn, with enthusiasm and renewal. He said, that does it for his parents. It picks up their neshamas in the next world. So this is the same idea of taking them out of Gehenna. Let's get there the first year they're in Gehenna. But if not, they're getting the light of Shabbos. You don't want to involve yourself in anything else. Same thing, you're not supposed to do melacha. You're not supposed to do anything. You're supposed to go to Meir and die. And then make a dollar. That's what you're supposed to do. It's possible. Because we're trying to bring the aura of Shabbos much as I can in myself. And that affects the relatives, my relatives. I don't want them to fall into... I don't want them to be missing the aura. If they were in Gehenna, and for sure I don't want them back. I want them to stay out. Certainly not to rush back. For more I'm picking the Shabbos, the more I'm holding them and helping them. Those are two secrets. So even though you're allowed to make Abdullah sitting down. I'm allowed to make Abdullah sitting down. Yeah, I'm allowed. But nevertheless, right? It says in the Shulchan Aruch, it's better to stay sitting down. You're paying attention, you're focused. The Ramah says stand for Abdullah.
Let's say you're into the pose. No, beginning is amaptiv, you sit, and
there'll be some people. Some people. Kiddush, Friday night Kiddush for sure they do that.
Okay.
But that could be. I don't know. What are you saying?
What's it? We have a Shabbos guest. And there, you've explained Shabbos in general. And you have a clock on your wall. You know what time Shabbos is over?
Yeah.
And they don't want to go short. Then that would sort of
okay.
They can like that. They don't do light switches. I mean, there's not observant in that show sense.
Okay.
But it's surely come back. And they have their iPhones on.
Okay.
Now you haven't made a dollar. But and even though they would participate by turning their iPhones off. So, where are they? I mean, if they're watching the clock and you walk home from shul, you've got the mark, Shabbos is technically over, are they in violation of anything?
Do they care? Question number one.
No.
Okay, so then it's only a question of what can you do to help a person. So maybe if the person will say, I'm Amen to Abdullah, maybe for you, even though it's out of order and it's messed up, maybe you should make up dollar for your shul. If I have a guest like that, and I know he'll say Amen, and he has at least a tenuous emuna, but he doesn't have the greatest emuna, and he's not into the details, he's not into this, but he thinks, oh, I'll say Amen, and yeah, the dollar kid's ritual to be able to do halakhically, okay, cool. He was hopefully refraining the whole Shabbos, and now, whatever. So maybe I would do a dollar right away. He needs a dollar. I try to avoid it because of the re. It's better to do an order, but it's definitely not at the price of a fellow Jew doing the melacha. Even though he doesn't understand what that means, it's much better. Just say, you know, make a dollar. No, if that's if there's someone like that, you may go to shul.
So you can
make sure it's after Shabbos, which you
right.
Have to do
about. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that you could just you ask him to join you for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You ask him to join you for a dollar.
Uh huh.
That's okay. They can join you.
Great. Mitzvah. Awesome.
What if they say, well, I'm going to say, I'm in service, I can do a dollar.
What does that mean?
This is, they know, that's what they have memorized. They can read Hebrew fluently. Right?
What does that mean?
What?
Say, this has to be non-confrontational. For me, when I've had to deal with people who have their, question marks or sharp edges, I would say, do me a favor and come out. I'd really like you to come and say, Abdullah. Not to be to join my tier, my dog, to join my dog. If you can, suppose you can. With someone, I know he's very anti. This one's anti, that one's anti. And what's he supposed to do?
Let's say you keep Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the lady. So now you have two guests. You do it for him.
For me, if I keep Rabbeinu Tam, Luchumra, I have a problem with Shabbos from there. I can't do it.
Because
I have a problem, but I'll tell you, sometimes it's worth breaking that. It depends. Sometimes it's not worth it every time. if it was apparent, I for sure would break it. And if it's, even if it's, you know, in the way that just make hair toss it up, I say, well, I can't get all of it. Apparently, it doesn't know better. Like, they're not supposed to do it. They might be saying Baruch Hamadu. If they say Baruch Hamadu, it's fine. If they say those four words, right? Baruch Hamadu and Kurt Chol, five words. Baruch Hamadu and Kurt Chol, that's okay. They can do the Melech Chazir Elenu Yehudu, no problem. But if they don't, it's a problem. Sometimes it can be touchy to try to help someone do something. Are they holding by it? Am I just going to make me aggressive with it? What's going to happen? It can be a little bit, you know. I want to get them to do it because they want to do it, not because the jerk said, my idiot host said, and you don't want people to feel that way. My overbearing host, and you don't want people to, you want people to feel comfortable and good. It's a question of how to. Yarmulke is also, this could be because of the war. I don't know how people are in the culture in general, and I don't know how full it is from tourists outside. I don't know how many bush ride trips are coming up with shooting rockets. But
Kiryat Mora is packed.
What is?
Kiryat Mora, they have a little college there, that's where all the birth rights starts off.
Excellent.
With. And it's packed.
Sounds good. But they used to be like swarming and teeming with people. Like they used to go to Koto and it was like tremendously full. I don't know how full it is now. I admit I just don't know. Well, it could be. I just live a little further away, but he hasn't been sending it to me. One week he said I will, but he didn't. Another week he did, whatever it is. So I haven't seen people in a while, but except one week I think they came.
They're running birth rate ships very tight. They're still coming full. They now have, in addition to their birth rate set, because my son was on, he said they have one soldier go with them. They have five.
Wow. Yep. Unbelievable. But I don't know if it's less or not today. I would assume it is less, but I'm not sure.
But like all the birthright ships, there were like, I don't know, dozens of them in my semester. They all had only a 90-minute window of time that one had in the industry.
Well, that's good. That sounds good.
So they used to like hang out there, whatever, 90 minutes. They would shop, they had an ice cream, they had a pizza, whatever they would do.
Great. Sounds excellent.
But again, 90 minutes is all you have.
Sounds good. It could be that less people are going to Kotel, or again, it could be that I'm just further away and he's...
The Kotel was packed for the Sinti and Thomas in the afternoon.
Always
but
is.
Everyone was inside the
I have
tunnel.
A feeling it wasn't birthed by groups, though. But I'm not sure. Maybe it was.
No,
probably it was just people coming for the fast to the Kotel. The question is, what's like Friday night? I don't know.
The Kotel outside, it wasn't that packed because it was pretty hot outside.
Yeah.
But inside, where it was air conditioned, it was really packed.
You probably have tissue about the same thing. You kept on to get over here, like you said, too hot. But when I had people come without a yarmulke, so I would try to tell a person in a very sensitive way, in a favor, right? That's what we do. Not trying to be, we wear a yarmulke, or it's not left, or we need to, or something like that. Then it could be a blessing. Showing us a.
When you're at the Kotel and the siren goes out, what do? Just go inside the next section?
I guess you go under the tunnel.
They have a new a glass door. It looks glass, but it's probably
like filled with glass.
Bulletproof.
Uh-huh.
It is just like they really reinforced it.
Well, that's good. I think that's right. I don't really know. I guess you're going to Kotel. I guess. One thing for sure though, whatever you do, daven. If it's for you or for someone else, daven. It's a healthy, comfortable kid.
But there were tourists there, outside, on the plaza.
Yeah, those.
The hotel's full.
Yeah, like I said, I just said I don't know. It's possible that too far, it's got to bring it up. It's okay too.
When I was there, the plaza was pretty well packed, and you had like five plus bands that were being packed with gear or something like that. They were either unpacking or packing, I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
even though you're allowed to make the bracha sitting, and that's what says the Shulchan Aruch, and our most is to stand, many places stand Abdullah. In honor of the king, in honor of Hashem. Which is leaving. Shabbos is leaving. That light of Hashem, the extra light is leaving. So we stand. Maybe. It's might be. That's a problem. Like you said before, the first time.
By yourself, okay, but.
That's true.
There's people.
It could be, it's a very big candle. But you're right, it's true. It's not. Like I said earlier, the first time didn't do the summon. It says if you don't have the summon, you don't have to run after them. It's not mocking the same way like the fire. Should you do something, you just skip it. It's the beish. The Baal Shem Tov actually some the Baal Shem Tov there was a certain girl who was contemplating intermarriage. In his time it was very rare. And he turned to the father and he said, so do you do some on Matzah Shabbos? He said, well, actually we don't. He said, no, we must study the Matzah Shabbos. And it had a good ending, but some of the term of protection was. When you don't have to, but you really ought to. But nevertheless, the fire is much more important. Like you're saying, I don't know if, you can, if the technical is a problem. You can rely on the mechaber set, at least for the age. So when you escort someone to leave, you stand. Kibyachol, the light's leaving, you stand. That's the custom in Baghdad. Everyone stands. I heard that in Yerushalayim, they do it however. Not careful. Standing, however you want, you do it. That's what he says. Yeah. Fine. Oh, yeah, sure. So, Kochan explains this. Is separating between what's permitted and what's forbidden. He said, when you're working out halacha, it's called sitting in deliberation. That's sitting. So you're deliberating. So that's the opinion that says you should sit in a bell. That's how he explains. You have to work out, you have to push away with the left, bring close with the right, you have to know how to deal with things, how to do things.
So you hold the cap the way you would on saying Kiddush on the right hand with your right hand?
Yes, that's correct. Definitely. That's the way he goes with that. Okay, no? Standing the bench high for this one. There's another reason also, because again we're trying to bring in the light of the week a little bit. So we want to stand up ready to connect with them. So those who sit is to deliberation, as it were. Each way, however you do it, you do it. It's the time. Even though it's an argument whether women have to make Abdullah or not, we hold that women, they make Abdullah and they make Abdullah for themselves. Not only that, you can make a bill for them too. So that's the minigun bag there. That's what he holds. Others say that if you've heard a bill, you made a bill, she should make her own. And that's what he says here. Better for her to make her own bill.
It's preferable that more than one person in the house make a bill?
I don't know. That's what you're doing.
Is that what you're saying?
No. Saying that if it works out that the husband heard in shul or made in shul, and the wife or the daughter or whoever it may be or guest didn't hear, so she can make her own havdalah, and I can make havdalah for her too, but it's better for her to make havdalah. That's the Ben Shchai's way of looking at it. And the Shavua says, I can make havdalah for her too, but I really shouldn't because other opinions say she needs to make it better for her to make her own, so let her make her own. But she's not obligated. Yeah. Oh, here it is. Had a fun. Amen. We were just thinking about this. She says, women are obligated in Havdalah. That's how both of us argue. She said, what does this mean? It's a very powerful thing. He says, sometimes you find a man who is from the side of the feminine side. So that means, since some, on the one hand, it's very interesting, very, very deep idea. The way it comes out here, he says, when a person is very artistic, usually that's where his source is. This is very struggle, it's struggling, it's struggling, ups and downs. And he says that there's a question of whether or not Abigail and Havdalah. Have to be very, very. This person has to be, on the one hand, he's a different kind of person. He's his own challenges. So, one opinion says you need to make Havdalah. That means you have to really work hard to push away anything that can trip you up to fall to sin. The other opinion says no, it doesn't need, on the contrary, it's a different type of person, but. Got something driving, got something different, and it doesn't need more protection. That's what he says. Very, very interesting. That's the idea.
So, who is saying that?
Huh?
It's interesting that they say that.
He says
because
this.
Because of Judaism's take on homosexuality, and that's also oftentimes a guy is more feminine.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
Like, yeah, so
no, that's
it's
it.
It's very interesting.
Yes, it is.
Because that seems to be a much more liberal stance.
Oh, no, that's the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah discuss it. We spoke about this before, I think. Yeah. There's a whole discussion of where is he from and what is he from. It depends on who what caused the problem. What caused, not the problem, is the wrong word to use, right? It's not so PC. What caused his being drawn to it? If it's, so in other words, we don't care, we don't really care who, we don't care what the cause is physically. Like if you say, well, maybe he was born with it, or, well, it's his upbringing. But we don't care, which is true. Generally speaking, there's going to be a Gilgul problem, that he earlier did some messed up. Could be a few things he might have done. He might have been very promiscuous and fallen to this place. He might have messed up someone else's manhood in some way and really got him into terrible destruction. And then he has this desire that he has to struggle with, however well he does. Sometimes a person is just bored. Why not? He's not drawn extra to it. That's a different kind of stuff. But the person who feels one way, not the other way, and again, we don't care if it's upbringing or it makes no difference. From the result, it's usually a guilt problem, usually because of earlier. And that's the same idea.
That's
what you're saying. Usually. That's what
you're the first guy that ever mentioned that.
It's clear in the. I mean, I was learning that that's how I was taught. And when I was learning the show.
This is the first rabbi I've ever heard of the president.
No, it's fine, it's good, it's all good. It's all good. when I worked at Trusha Gul, the way I was trained was like learning, this is so obvious. So when I asked somebody, a friend, he's like, yeah, didn't you know this rub said that? Of course. Didn't you realize that? Like, well, actually, no, now it's obvious. But again, I guess it's only because that was how I was sort of directed to understand it, but it's pretty cool. This is any problem, any challenge you have, especially a deep drive, it's not today. You don't have a temper because today, that's who you are. You have a temper because that's what you need to fill, and that's what you need to fix. And when you meet somebody who's says, you know, we spoke about this, I think, also. He says, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's got a tendency for cruelty, and when things don't go well, he says, you know, maybe I should just check out of this world. You know, one huge razor, a couple of pills, it's over, no problem. He probably did that earlier, and now this is his challenge. That's what he's got to do. He's got to overcome this. And I'm like, hold on a little more. Not easy. Okay? There he says in many, many places. He says that's the idea of why also very often, obviously not every time, but very often, if a woman has a miscarriage about the birth, very often earlier she's been abortion. And now it's time to fix it.
There are many communities, gay men and women marry each other and have children. But they have their gay lifestyle as well, but they want to be part of the Orthodox community. But so they create, you know, this.
Well, they're obligated to have kids. You know, it's hard for him. It's very hard for him. We can't understand someone tormented like that. We don't understand who's going through.
Whereas in the homosexual community, at least in San Francisco, they would have reform synagogues where the woman rabbi is homosexual and everyone in the congregation is homosexual.
So again, when you don't have a proper background, when you don't understand where it's coming from, it can be very confusing. And you have the same thing with someone who's transgender, right? He says, you know what, I'm going to change. I feel like I'm a woman, I feel like I'm a man. And, you know, she's not right, but she's not wrong. And he's not right, and he's not wrong. You feel that way because you come from wherever you come from. But fixing it physically is not really going to help. You have to, this is your challenge. But just come back and feel the same way, stronger or not stronger, depending on what you do. It's not going to, it doesn't go away. That's one of the traditions of Ari. Ari says that all the different colors, whatever we find, is not necessarily now in this lifetime. Usually, it's next time. It's like, it's on the count. If you need to choose in this lifetime, then, come back this way, come back that way, come back the other way, go through this, go through that, it's all ticking. It doesn't, it's not, there's a very precise scoreboard. I mean, this is very, there's a path to draw on this. It's like, because, let me do it tomorrow. It's like a beautiful idea of, it's hard to judge by actions where a person really, really is. That's what it comes down to. And the same thing with us, we don't know where we really are either. Because you could be doing something good and it's just easy for you. It's easy for you. Why am I being good like you? Why am I learning 18 hours a day like you? Because you're neshama, okay, if that's what you're able to do. And it's easier for you to learn 18 hours than for me to learn 1 hour. And for me not to do the X, Y, and Z, I mean, the Rizal says it clearly. I mean, he says, it's virtually impossible for him to avoid messing up here. And that's his challenge. And he's not blamed for that. That's his challenge. Now, what do you do? Long term, are you going to change this? Is it going to be better? Or are you going to accept this? What are you going to do? But it's not, you can't tell. You can't say, well, you do this, therefore, you know, you're a homosexual, right? A man. So you deserve a death penalty. That's not true. It's not true at all. Hashem said that in a perfect society, Jewish society, if someone's in Israel with a perfect society and he's playing around like that, so he could be killed because of the spiritual damage that he's doing. If he ran to Greece, no one's going to tip off him, no one's going to tell him to do it. There's no squad police that will get him as a Jew. We've got to hunt him down and bump him off. But if you're in Israel, that's not how it works. In Israel, it's a very special place. You're not even supposed to be allowed to even step foot, according to the Metro Government, the Rabbah, maybe not everyone. If you're an adult, you're not allowed to step foot here. You have to go up on the land. You're making spiritual destruction. It's really not simple, but who's an adult, maybe the church is not adult, maybe you are adult, whatever you, whatever, different opinions, whatever. But it's very not simple to work out and to see. But you can't look at someone today and say, this person is wicked because of what he's doing. You could say, this person is doing wicked acts that can mess up the community. I have to do this, I have to do that. But I don't know who he really is, where he's really from. Especially now in Ikus Mashiach. Anyway.
Yeah, I because
especially now in the end of time, in Ikus Mashiach, we don't really know where a person is really holy. You might have no choice but to distance people. If you're going to create, generate promiscuity, I might have no choice. I'd say, well, you can't live openly gay, and people who never thought about it will be messed up. But if I'm going to have to distance someone, it has to be with a lot of sadness and try to find a different way. That's for sure. Sometimes there's no choice. There's no choice. There's no choice. So, you know,